Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, preparing for the new age, the books of Alice Bailey, part one. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. You know, a lot of people ask questions about the book, and they want to know about their truth and their sincerity, and I think the best way to approach that particular issue is through Alice Bailey herself. Alice Bailey made a comment in reaction to questions like that. And what she said was as follows. The books that I have written are sent out with no claim for their acceptance. They may or may not be correct, true, and useful. It is for you to ascertain their truth by right practice and by the exercise of the intuition. If the teaching conveyed calls forth a response and brings a flashing forth of the intuition, then let the teaching be accepted, but not otherwise. How do the 24 books Alice Bailey wrote prepare us for the coming new age?
That's a huge question, but they were, in fact, intended to prepare humanity for the coming age. In fact, they are the second of a three-stage release of the Ageless Wisdom Teaching, we're told, the first stage being the Secret Doctrine, which was published, I think, in the 1880s or perhaps 1875, and was written by the great teacher Helena Blavatsky, who founded the Theosophical Society. And the books of Alice Bailey represent the second phase of that release of Ageless Wisdom that was intended to prepare humanity for the coming new age, which we've talked about, the incoming seventh ray and the Aquarian age, a cycle into which we're moving very rapidly, especially now that we've entered the new century. We've mentioned the Ageless Wisdom. I don't know if our readers know what we mean by this, but the Ageless Wisdom is that body of spiritual teaching that has been with mankind from the dawn of time, even before written teaching was recorded. It was passed down orally. And always this release of the Ageless Wisdom has been in a form suitable for the humanity and for the consciousness of that time. Now, in the present day, in the books of Alice Bailey, as well as other fine esoteric writers, the teaching is exceedingly relevant to today's world and today's problems and today's challenges. So it's ancient and yet utterly current. And I love that statement that we should approach the teaching via our intuition. And if it doesn't strike a chord in us, then set it aside. I think that's terribly important for anyone who studies teaching that claims to be spiritual. And if you go into the bookstores, they are full of books that say they are spiritual and that they will give you a happy life and release you from your sorrows and woes. I think all of us should read those books with our own inner monitor fully on duty, because we do have more light in us than we might realize. I don't think if we were at such a stage of ignorance, we would even be interested in such books. So when a person has reached the stage of wanting to develop his spiritual consciousness, don't you think they have an inner monitor, the intuition that's somewhat on duty?
Well, I think so, because there are a lot of people out there that are seeking, let's say. They're seeking something better, something beyond what they know now or what the churches have given them, what their religious training has given them. And, excuse me, they're seeking for something deeper, something more meaningful. And when they come across the Bailey books, they are surprised and relieved and enlightened.
And overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed by what they read.
Books.
And it's just the kind of books that have come into the world at this time for that very need, for those people who are seeking. And I think in our radio audience there are probably thousands of them out there, because we get some nice responses from you. And so I think they're very timely books.
Mm-hmm.
And they are meant to stimulate the thinking and bring in that intuition for the student whose mind is beginning to awake.
One of the things that makes them especially relevant to the present age has to do with the developments, really significant developments in the past century, that science is responsible for. The release of the atom, the energy of the atom, the discoveries made about color, light, and sound, and then on another level altogether, the World War, which was a huge release of energy, not only on the physical level through the battles fought, but in the impact it made on human consciousness, the changes it made in human relationships between groups, nations, tribes, whole areas of the planet. So with all of that tremendous uproar in the past century and that release of energy, that prepared human consciousness in a fundamental sense, I think, for something new. The old bulwarks, or whatever the word is, the old ramparts that shored us up, fell apart in many ways, crumbled through the changes that came with war and with developments in science and with new communications and more travel opportunities, more education. All of that ripped open human consciousness in a way, and that's what made it possible to approach this teaching that Alice Bailey wrote down over a period of 30 years. I suppose before we go too much farther, we should say that although these books are for sale, and although nothing makes us happier than when someone writes in to buy a book, we are not in the business of making money. The Lucis Publishing Company, which publishes these books, is non-profit, and all the money received from the sale of books is put back into a rotating fund to assure the reprinting of the books, and that's mandated in the charter of the Lucis Trust, and to finance the overhead of the Lucis Publishing Company, which we keep as low as possible. So when we urge people to buy books, it's not for commercial reasons at all, but because we ourselves have benefited so much from the books.
And what we're offering today is this brochure called 30 Years Work, and which gives a outline of all of the books, all of the 24 books, and it's an overview, and it's a very stimulating little pamphlet to read in its own, because it gives you a tremendous amount of information just in this it's this 32-page little pamphlet we have. So we're offering that today for anyone who would like to have a copy. They may.
The ageless wisdom, we should add, is not found only in esoteric philosophy, such as is written in the books of Alice Bailey. It's actually found in three areas of human life, we're told, in Freemasonry, also known, I think, as Masonry. Are they the same, Freemasonry and Masonry, essentially?
Well, being a Mason, I'm not really allowed to say, but I think that you're on the right track, put it that way.
Just wiggle your eyebrows if I could.
And my worshipful master told me to tell everyone there are no secrets with the Masons.
Oh, he jests, I think. The second area, besides Freemasonry, is religion. And, of course, religion does hold the ancient mystery teaching. It's found running as a thread of gold through all the great world religions. I don't want people to think we're anti-religion at all. And the third is esoteric philosophy of the sort found in the Secret Doctrine and the books of Alice Bailey. All of this is intended to precede and condition the New Age, which means to provide techniques and methods by which the human being can become an active cooperator in God's plan. Not just fill up his head with knowledge, but become an active participant and an active aider, helper of the plan. That, to me, is quite revolutionary.
Yes, and one of the words used to describe these teachings is the word tools.
Mm-hmm.
They are tools for daily life, tools to use to help one understand what's happening today and what's really working out through the different human activities. And so these tools, these teachings, are a way to help us understand.
One of the ways that they help us is by training us to learn to connect effects with their causes. And that's a fundamental aspect of esoteric teaching, to be able to see behind the outer appearance or form to the veiled and more abstract meaning and significance, and to see the connection between the two. Because in that way, we learn to work with energy and force. And when we learn to work with energy and force, we begin to become directors of energy and force, distributors of it. And that's the fundamental nature of real service, the wielding of energy for spiritual advancement, not only of oneself, but of in one's home, in one's workplace, in one's community, in one's nation, in the planet. And, of course, meditation is the most disciplined means of wielding energy. But the books of Alice Bailey give us the methods and the techniques to learn to work with the forces and energies and to work on the causal level, not just on the level of effects where we deal with what's happened and try to make sense of it, but to work with the causes that have brought the world and all of its relationships into being.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, Preparing for the New Age, the books of Alice Bailey, Part 1. We have a special offer from Lucis Trust, and that's the brochure entitled 30 Years Work. It's an overview of each of the 24 books Alice Bailey wrote. And it's no charge. Well, all you have to do is give us a call, and we'll be happy to send it out to you. Actually, probably the most efficient way to do it, as far as all that Lucis Trust is doing, would probably be to send us a little note and say that you're interested in the brochure. The brochure is, once again, 30 years' work. And so what you do is you just send a little note to Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And that would help us up out a lot. Our phones are often busy.
Calling is fine, too.
Calling is fine, too.
Pronounce their names correctly and give us their address slowly and clearly. Thank you.
All right, that's fine. So if you'd like to give us a call, and if it's easier for you and you'd like to do that, give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. There's absolutely no charge for this. And what you'll be asking for is the pamphlet. The title of the pamphlet is 30 years' work. And once again, it's an overview of each of the 24 books Alice Bailey wrote. And I think it's good. You'll get some really good insights as to what her work is about. Some of the topics that you'll read about. One would be the consciousness of the atom. Another would be a treatise on cosmic fire. Another, which is interesting, is the light of the soul. Another one you might be interested in would be From Bethlehem to Calvary. Also, the reappearance of the Christ is another topic. Another one is a treatise on the seven rays. So, once again, this one is interesting, too. I was especially interested in telepathy and the etheric vehicle. It was a very interesting book, and this is, of course, just a very brief synopsis within this pamphlet, but you'll get an idea as to what you'll find in the larger books. Also, the unfinished autobiography. It's about the autobiography of Alice Bailey. Education in the New Age. I think you'd like that topic. So once again, if you'd like to receive this pamphlet, 30 Years' Work, which is an overview of each of the 24 books Alice Bailey wrote, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866 New York Lucis. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. If you'd like to key into our website, where you'll find, there's many reasons, there's much information that you can find on our website. A lot of people key into it to listen to the previously archived library of radio shows. So the website is www.lucistrust.org.
You know what?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Robert. You know what I was thinking when you were saying 30 years' work? I wonder if people think that's what they have to do.
Oh,
30 years' work if you want to read these books. But
that's
then
what she did, right? She was involved for 30 years
to write
with
them.
These books. Yeah.
But then I thought, wait a minute, I've been reading them for 30 years, and I still have a lot of work ahead. So it is a long project, but don't worry, just start.
Well, she was truly inspired. They're fascinating books. And we do need to have your support continuously, and we thank you for the support you've given us. So far, a lot of you have contributed, and your contributions, well, that's what helps us pay for these radio shows. So once again, if you'd like to make a donation so that we can stay on the radio, send your donations to Lucis Trust, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I know that when I came in contact with the Lucis Trust and the Alice Bailey books, it was like I was ready for them. I was seeking something deeper spiritually, a deeper understanding of spirituality, of myself, my relationship to the universe. And it was like magic that they came into my life, that the organization came into my life. And do you think there's any truth to that ancient saying of when the student is ready, the teacher will appear?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's one of the proverbs or the perennial truths of the spiritual path. Absolutely. The teacher in the form of a guide or in the form of a body of teaching or a method or a practice. Yeah, when you're ready, that teacher will appear. I suppose you've mentioned some of the titles of the books. Maybe this would be a good time to give the listeners an overview of the books. They can be categorized, if that's the word, in a number of different ways because they cover such a large scope of spiritual teaching. One category or one orientation that some people bring to the books is the interest in world problems. The books, many of them have to do with the individual's relationship and responsibility for the condition of the world. They are definitely not for the person who wants to know about himself and only himself, and for whom it's all about me. Those books would not be satisfying to such a person. I think these books are for the person who wants to understand his relationship to the world and to humanity and the part he plays in the human experience and how he can aid it, don't you think?
Yes, and one of the titles is in fact called Problems of Humanity. That's the title of one of the books, and it's books that deals with specific problems, like the problems of education and of the children, the problems of the
minorities
and of the religion and the churches and
capital and labor.
All of those are very basic problems that are still with us today, even though this book was written some time ago. The basic problem, I think, is you will see is still there, and we're still dealing with these issues. So it's still a rather current book, even though it deals with current problems.
Another book related to world problems is Glamour, A World Problem. Mm-hmm. And we've done programs on that subject, glamour being the emotional distortion that so characterizes human thought or lack of thought, human reactive emotional desire, which is more typical of how we approach life, and the problems that that glamour, that reactive desire nature create in relationships, in our own unhappy saga personally. Another one is Destiny of the Nations, one of my favorites.
That's an interesting book. It's a small book, but it's packed full of very useful information, because it looks at nations in terms of the energies and forces that make up this nation. And we've talked in the past about the seven rays. And as the book describes, many of the major countries today are governed by one or more or several of these seven rays, just as individuals are.
And on the level of the personality and on the level
right.
of the soul.
Right. Their nations have personality rays and personality qualities, and also there's soul qualities that come through in the consciousness of the citizens of each country. So, and if you study these nations and you study this book, you can begin to see these qualities, these ray qualities, these qualities that are conveyed by each of the seven rays. You can see them beginning to work out in human actions and human decisions.
It also helps to understand why some nations have more of an affinity with particular other nations, and why there's less affinity with still other nations. It has to do with the synchronicity or lack of it between the ray energies. Doesn't mean that there's anything particularly wrong or right with one nation over another, but just that there are fundamental differences, just as there are between people. There are resonances and lack of resonances between nations. For example, the United States... the soul ray is the ray of love wisdom, and that same ray governs Great Britain. And there is an affinity, it's beyond language, I think, between the two nations. Whereas France, the soul ray, I believe, is the fifth ray of science and knowledge. And you can see that in some of the wonderful contributions France has made to the world, but there's also quite a fundamental difference in that line of energy. So it helps to understand how the nations of the world relate to each other and what some of the problems are, and how a whole people can express a particular note or quality. I find it fascinating. One more book that's related to world problems, in a sense, is Education in the New Age, which is a wonderful introductory book. I think if people are looking for a place to begin, that's one that they might start with. Part of the book has to do with the spiritual need of the world's children. But another part of the book has to do with an introduction to the whole field of esotericism. That's quite interesting and I think clear to anybody who reads it, takes the time to really think about it. I don't think it's above anyone's head.
No, and you get an insight into what the future of education may look like, at least according to the way it's laid out in this particular book, Education in the New Age.
Ideally, you mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, I mean, as it says, we don't have to accept what is written here. I mean, use your own intuition about that, but there are certain plans afoot for for humanity's progress, and this little book gives some insight into that.
I find it especially sensitive in its depiction of the spiritual need of children. You can only think back to your own childhood and sense how thoughtful the book is in its understanding of children and their spiritual development, which begins very early. And anyone who's interested in that aspect of the human being's development would enjoy that book. Another way you can approach the books is the teaching they offer on the whole path of discipleship, which is a huge topic. Discipleship being the dedication of one's life and energies and resources to spiritual advancement, spiritual development. It doesn't just happen because you want it to. It's accompanied by rules and practices and methods and sacrifices. And it is a lives-long effort. The two volumes of Discipleship in the New Age are a wonderful discussion of that.
Yes, and we should go into that a little more, perhaps in a next show. And because it is an example of a group of people, a small group of people, like 41 people, that were tried to live according to the rules and develop this discipleship capability in their lives. And it gets into the struggles that they went through.
Another book related to the path of discipleship is A Treatise on White Magic, which is one of the most important of the books Alice Bailey wrote. White magic being the power of the soul to create and redeem. The Treatise on White Magic gives the rules for soul development. We can pick up this topic next time.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Trust. Yeah, and that's the pamphlet that we have here called, the title of it is 30 Years Work. And it's an overview of each of the 24 books Alice Bailey wrote. And once again, it's no charge, absolutely for free. And it's a wonderful way of taking a look at the Alice Bailey work. And for many of you, it might be your first step. And you'll find the entire 24 volumes extremely interesting, as I have. So give us a call if you'd like to take advantage of that offer. Call us at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. Our website, once again, is www.lucistrust.org. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.